Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Accessories everywhere. Oh my God, accessories. Do we need them? Do we want them? Do we have them? Welcome aboard. Welcome into Auto World's Car, to the studio, as called Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You know, it's a privilege, honor, and very proud to have you with me every week, folks, for all 3 hours of Auto World. And no matter when you're listening to it, morning, noon, or night, or those evenings when you can't sleep. Thanks. Appreciate it. Always remember one little message here from me, though. You have a friend here, and a friend in the automotive business for 48 years, certified master technician. And all your brands, believe it or not. Yeah, including your Lambos and your Ferraris. Got quite a few tools. Without tools, I would be a nobody. Yeah. You know, I can have all maybe something upstairs there. My elevator could be going all the way to the top, but without tools, it means nothing to nobody. So when you're looking at your automotive repair shops and going in, you know how you interview a repair shop? Just another Auto World tip for this week. They have that little window. Yeah, you go into the sales area and you look for the parts department, and usually the parts department then has a little window right next to them and you can look through to see the service bays. Look at the size of the toolboxes and find out if the toolboxes, I'm not only talking the dealerships, I'm talking about your independent auto repair shops, I've got a whole row of toolboxes. The more boxes you have, the more tools you have. And that means, you know, you might have been around a couple days. Yeah. And look for the little blue ASE star, folks. Automotive Service Excellence. Another quick, you know, reminder to help you. And again, free consulting throughout the week. I ask you to send your questions and to me. You do through email, and you deliver. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Free consulting throughout the week, for sure, absolutely. I don't ever ask, never share your information with anybody. It's just between you and I and the shop that you're dealing with. Maybe you don't understand the prices. Maybe you don't understand their words, the mechanic jargon words, I call it, that it just takes you out in left field. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you just write a check. Maybe you give them a card, plastic card. Maybe you Venmo them. I don't know. You just get them paid, and you move on. But you could be mad. You could be frustrated. You don't show it there at their service counter, and you drive away, or you do whatever you do to get that, you know, your Auto World, your car, truck home. One big pet peeve of us shops, I'll talk for the shops now, is that we really need to know, communicate with you, figure out if you do or do not like what we did to your automobile. How'd we do? You never tell us. And do we have time? So think about this. Well, aren't you supposed to text us back and ask us how you like it? Well, we could. We could spend money using those texting type of programs and telling you, you know, when your appointment is and you can pick it up now and all that. But doesn't that cost more money? Yeah. So there goes the shop labor rate per hour. Heading north. I see it there. There she goes, all the way to the top. Just stop into your shop after they get done with it. Tell them, good or bad, good or bad, what you do or don't like. Because they're wondering why they might not ever see your name again coming up on the roster on the computer they have. Simple little things. Grease on the steering wheel. Maybe grease on the door handle. Maybe simple things like that. I don't blame you to being mad about that. I mean, how about that new scratch? You just need to let them know. They'll take care of it. I know they will. Today on Autorola Accessories, come on. Yeah, you got them. You know, the, one of the number one accessories that we all buy is a steering wheel cover. Believe it or not. Yeah. And the second thing is floor mats. No wonder WeatherTech's doing so good. Well, they're a good product. Yeah, WeatherTech. You've seen their ads. You've heard their ads. Yadi. You know, yeah, they're out there. Laser cut to fit your feet area where you're planting your feet. Do you really care about the carpet underneath? Yeah? The dirt? Yeah. It's like the tub that your driver's feet sit in is like a tub for all kinds of germs. Didn't think about it that way, did you? Especially in the winter and spring now, and it's raining out, your feet are wet, you go in there, you don't have a floor mat in there, you got a crappy floor mat. Is that the best way to, yeah, a horrible floor mat. And your feet are wet, and you get in there, and you got, now you got mold and mildew because it dripped out of the floor mat onto the carpet, and you got mold and mildew and spores growing. How's your cold feeling now? You're cold, your sniffles, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, so WeatherTech, that's just, they're not a sponsor. Maybe we, yeah, WeatherTech, sponsor me. Come on. I've got room. It's like a bathtub for the germs, and you pull it up, and what do you do with it? You dump the germs and the dirt out, and you hose it off, rinse it off, and put it back in, dry it up, and you're clean again, clean to go again. It's kind of like the, oh, yeah, it is the Kleenex for your floorboards. Anyway, yes, accessories. There's a lot of them out there. If you ever have a question concerning accessories for your automobiles, right down to the dash pad. Remember the old carpeted dash pads to keep your dash from getting cracked? Yeah, there's so many accessories. And where do you go to get the accessories? I know you go on the .com, internet there, you know, and you're asking the whole bit and how come and why. In fact, back in the day, the number one accessories that people... I'm talking about back in the early 1900s. They didn't buy accessories for their car like you and I do. They bought accessories for their body. Accessories like scarves, goggles, special hats. Yeah. Boots. Different types of pants. Shoes. What do you call them? You folks that ride the horses, that you put the leather on your legs? You know what they're called. They had all these accessories because the cars back then, folks, were on dirty, dusty roads. That little bitty windshield, you know, didn't, no side curtains, you know, no windows, no power windows. And so they had accessories for their cars. In fact, let's give you a little Auto World history right now. EEL Cord. You've heard of the Cord car, haven't you? Yeah? Some of you might even own a Cord car. E.L. Cord was his name. As general manager of the Auburn Auto Company, he produced some of the most advanced front-wheel drive and supercharged V8s back in the day, and they were beautiful cars ever under his name. Of course, unfortunately, they were expensive and came along during the start of the Depression, and E.L. Cord, the Cord automobiles, went out of business. Very valuable today. Absolutely. Today here on Auto World, in this hour of Auto World, I've got, the very first Dodge ever made. And we're going to do the very first Mazda that was ever made. But stay tuned because I have for you a story you've got to hear. Thieves using a rock to steal 330 keys. Let me just give you another Auto World tip. I know you have one or two cars, maybe three, maybe four. You might even have a dozen cars parked right where you're listening to me right now. Do you leave the keys in the ignition on those parked cars? No. Do you leave the keys underneath the floor mat? Probably not. You probably lock it, come in, and hang the keys up on a board. Wait a minute. Don't put all your keys on the board, especially the one that's made out of wood that says keys, because anyone can break into your house. Your apartment, go right to the keyboard and drive away your car. When we return, we got the email bag to the left of me, Eddie, the engine emailer. He might even push that Ugo horn. He just did. That means when we come back, we're going to do an email. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Who's gonna tell you when.
It's too. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's email time, folks. Eddie, the engine emailer, sitting to the left of me with the email bag on his lap. Hand it over. Oh, you know what, Eddie? Here, you get over here. Get over here. I want Eddie to dig in there today. I don't need to do it. You can do this one. You do this one. What? You don't want to? No, you do it. Okay. He's going to do it off mic a little bit. Yeah, there you go. I don't know if you can hear it. He's off mic. Okay. Okay. That, did you get one? Thank you. He got one. Thanks, Eddie. You got to get him to... He's not only doing your emails, folks. He's got to reach in the bag and grab one for us. Absolutely. The email address here at Auto World, not only right now, but throughout your weeks, your months, and your years to come, Auto World Radio. One word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Folks, this is how you get a hold of me. And let's communicate. Communication. That's what it's all about. Auto World, interactive and all things automotive. This one I can read. This is from Chris. Mark, need your help with my 2008 Acura MDX. It just started revving really high by itself. Sitting at a stoplight the other day, and the MDX took off. The throttle, I swear, went full throttle. I turned it off, started to back up, and it was idling fine. What in the world is wrong? Is it unsafe to drive? Thank you, sir. With you every week here in East Gull Lake, Minnesota. Awesome. Chris, appreciate it. Thanks. Good to have you along. Good to have you here. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. Absolutely. Got a great Auto World affiliate family, and our shout-out goes out to Brandon Business Radio, KVBR, AM 1340 and FM 95.1, right there in Brainerd. East Gull Lake, Crosby, Minnesota. Good to have you along, folks, and all the towns and cities around there. Good to have you folks along. I know it goes up pretty high and up north there. Brandon Business Radio, KVBR, AM 1340 and FM 95.1. Chris, ouch. Yeah, man, full throttle. That reminds me of the days of the Chevrolet model that they had to say, fix it. Yeah, remember the throttle going full blast on the show? Let's not go there. It's already been fixed. So, Chris, you do not have this problem. Your Acura MDX is a great model. I've got customers that's got those that have over 200,000 plus miles on them. There's a little relay box, by the way, little fun stuff that you're not dealing with right now. You'll probably email me later on it, though, a little relay box underneath the steering column. Just push the thing. That has nothing to do with your full throttle. I'm going to get to that here in just a little bit. But if it doesn't want to start, just push that little relay box up underneath there. We'll get to that some other day. Anyway, but that's some of the things I know because I've worked on MDXs and nothing major, by the way, just the simple breakdown type of situations. But your throttle. Now, there's a couple things I can bring up. We could talk quite a while on this, but I don't really want to get involved too deep, Chris. And what I'm saying here is there's a vehicle speed sensor. Couple things. First off, what I want you to do is when is the last time you had someone do a throttle body injection, plentum clean? You can do it yourself. You just buy a can of fuel injector spray aerosol cleaner. What I'm talking about is the air filter box that's plastic. It's got an accordion-style rubber hose going to the engine. That's where you want to disconnect it. When you do disconnect that, you'll see the butterfly. The butterfly needs to be cleaned, front where you see it and on the back. So I want you to do this through the air filter box. Put the hose back on, tighten it up, lift the lid on the plastic air filter box, get it running up to operating temperature, and just barely lightly spray this fuel injector spray plenum cleaner in there. Very lightly fog it. What that does is it'll suck it in there and clean it all up. And then what it'll do, it'll also clean the sensors, the throttle positioning sensor, barometer sensor, and also the throttle body sensor, TPS sensor. And the butterfly too, Chris. We need to do that first. Sometimes they will hang up and cause this thing to go crazy, but you need to do that first. More than likely, you've got, you could have a speed sensor out in the transmission. That's what sends the signal. It's inside the transmission. It could be worn out. Now, this sensor will throw a code, so your engine light will be on. So you want to scan it. Have somebody scan it for you. Make sure there's no codes and all. And if it's great, hey, if it throws a code, yes. Yes. In fact, it's a 500 number, 500 through 503, I believe. It is, yes. 501, 502, and 503. Vehicle speed sensor defective. That's the code that it'll throw, and that's in the transmission, and that is bad. And what that sensor does is it measures how fast the transmission is going down the road. Speed sensor. If it doesn't read correctly, Chris, all of a sudden it's not giving a read to your timing, your fuel injection spray, which sprays the gas in the cylinders to make it go, yee-haw! Throttle body positioning sensor doesn't know what's going on. And so it just goes, boom, full throttle. And then you shut her down, you reset everything, and you start it up and it idles, just like what you're saying. Now, there's another thing on MDXs, Acuras. It's the TSR. Traffic sign recognition. Believe it or not. Yeah. Yeah. So you can actually, I've taught some folks how to reset the speed. See, if I'm not mistaken, I think your 2008 Acura MDX top speed's 115 miles an hour. There's a governor. You can literally go through the TSR system by pushing the home button on your touchscreen display. And then you want to select vehicle settings, driver assist system setup, hit that, and then hit traffic sign recognition system, TSR. Yeah, speed limit warning threshold setting. Yeah, and then go, guess what? Oh, Chris, you're going to love me. You can go up or down on the speed limit. That could be the whole entire problem. You might have to do those settings on your steering wheel and your touchscreen in order to get this thing to read correctly again. So we've got throttle body injection clean. We've got run fault codes. Get a code number out of there, 500 to 503. And then the second thing is go in there and see what the setting is. Believe it or not, when they default, if you did put a new battery in there, dead battery, and you put a new battery in there and you didn't have a battery saver to save the memory in the computer, you just disconnected the battery and put a new battery in there, what ends up happening is that you just erased a lot of the information in the hard drive in the computer. And so your TSR is literally set to go 215 miles an hour. And that's why this thing went full throttle on you. Hopefully all that makes sense. That's all the facts. It might sound like a lot of mechanical argument, but it's all facts. Let's do a follow-up, Chris, because we're going to have to go in there and a little bit more help with you, I believe. If not, go for it. Do it. Free scans, by the way, at the parts stores. Chris, send me back an address. I got a little detailed gift bag for you. Sentence going all the way to East Gull Lake, Minnesota. Thanks for listening. We're right there on KVBR AM 1340 and FM 95.1. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody know what time it is? It's AW time, the official ASE certified high octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning, nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show. And that means one thing: it's time to have fun with George.
I don't know where they come from, but I believe there's an automotive harassment squad that is notified when I leave the house. All right, he's leaving now. Everyone in position. And they're laying for me all along my route. Here's a guy making a U-turn in reverse. Here's a woman backing out of a bush. And each of them has a special talent. Each driver has one thing he does for you. First of all, there's the guy whose turn signal has been on since 1955. Then there's his opposite. That's the guy who doesn't put his turn signal on until he's finished the turn. He's gonna tell you where he was. Then there's the guy behind you at night whose brights are on. He has his brights on in case you want to read. Well, I just happen to have a copy of Ivanhoe with me.
Oh, yes. Having fun with George. We like to do that every so often here on Auto World. Right now, it's time to talk about a rock and your keys. Well, the dealership's keys. See, some thieves using a rock and a laptop, well, they did steal $1.2 million worth of cars, including a rare Dodge. That's right. Eight cars, including a rare 2023 Dodge Challenger Demon SRT-170, valued at $158,000, folks, were stolen from the North County Ford dealership in Alabama, and investigators are still trying to piece the whole thing together. Yeah, Jeep Wagoneer, a Ford Bronco Raptor, has since been recovered. The Wagoneer was found near Blountsville, and the Bronco Raptor was found in an apartment complex down the road. Yeah. Wow. Using a rock. According to the report, it happened at 12:28 a.m. on April 9th. The thieves used a rock to break a window in the service bay to enter the main building. Once inside, the thieves, they found the security camera hub, turned off all the cameras, and erased several hours of footage. The thieves at the dealership. The dealership said the thieves plugged a laptop into the key safe and managed to hack it open like a scene out of the 1990s heist film. They stole 330 keys from the safe and put them all in a bag. Since many of the modern cars use keyless entry and have push-button starts, the thieves simply jumped into the different cars with the key bag in hand, started each of the eight cars, and drove them off the lot. Who needs to put a key in the ignition anymore, huh? Yep. Now, they're going through the tedious task, that is North County Dodge, reprogramming and replacing all of the keys that were stolen but have taken to Facebook to appeal the seize for the return, offering a $10,000 reward for the return of the keys. No questions asked. Because they basically only got eight vehicles. Yeah. 330 keys? Come on. They just held up the whole entire dealership in a bag called ransom. This reminds me of pretty much, the movie Gone in 60 Seconds. Yeah. So if you folks, please do, we're coast to coast. All of our great Auto World affiliate radio stations can help this. Find the thieves, find the keys. I want to give you a phone number, and this is right in there to the Alabama Police Station. Let's overwhelm them. If you know of anything about who and how come and why, the number there at the Alabama Police Station is 256-586-8124. If you know anything about it, let them know. Now, I don't know. I'm just a rock. So I'm going to use this time and just for a little reminder that I do not have. I've got quite a few cars and all that, and it doesn't really matter on that point, but I know you have a car or two also. Your keys, where do you put them, right? To the door where you walk in your apartment, your house, wherever you might be living, and just put them right there on the counter, don't you, so I can see them? I can look through the windows and see your car keys laying right there on the front counter, side counter, back door counter, wherever the counter is, and I, use a rock, and I break in, and while you're gone, and grab your keys, steal your things, put the things in your car, and drive away. Now, it sounds like I'm a professional thief. I'm not. I just read this article. In fact, that's what they did. Why not hide the keys? Maybe put them in a special drawer right in that same cabinet that you're putting them on top of, so when they do look through the windows, they don't see your keys. I believe that, in fact, if you call your insurance agent and let them know that your keys aren't in your car, in your garage, at all, you probably will get a discount on insurance, letting them know that the keys are hidden from your automobiles that you own so they no one can steal them. Just another little Auto World tip for all of us here today. Yes, that's right. Why not, huh? It's time now. You know, today on Auto World, we're talking about the firsts. The first, you know, cars. And now it's time for Mazda. The first Mazda made. Mazda. Have you ever wondered how a Japanese car company that celebrates driving got its name? I have. The name Mazda was introduced to Japan in October 1931. Mazda started its life as a cork manufacturer back in 1920. The year 1930 was when Mazda, then called Toyo Kogya Company, LTD, I probably just butchered their name, launched the Mazda Go tricycle truck. Now, if you want to see a picture of that tricycle truck called the Mazda Go, it's on my Facebook side. Address is my name, Mark Evans. And then we also have Auto World Radio Facebook side. Now, that was their first, Mazda's first tricycle truck was their first automobile, which is the first vehicle coming out of the company. The naming of the tricycle was considered by the second president and substantial founder of the company back in that day. Yeah, made by a company that was managed by a man named Matsusui. The name Mazda Go sounds fitting enough. The question is, how come it was spelt Mazda instead of Mazuda after his name? Mazda comes from the god of harmony, intelligence, and wisdom from the earliest civilization, big word there, in West Asia, Mazda. And they're around today, as you know. You might own one, you might love it. Hopefully you do love it. They've been around many, many years. And one of the logos from way back when, it's the history of the Mazda brand, changed quite a few times. And of course, one of the times was just from July of 1959 to 1974. It just basically, the logo was an M. And they changed it through when it became 1975 to 1997. They actually spelled out the name Mazda. That was their logo. And today, of course, it's got Mazda plus the logo in front. Are those wings on that logo? A lot of trivia there. We'll be right back with more trivia. Hey, wonder when Dodge was first made? We'll find out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, America's Automobile Enthusiast Show. I'm tongue-tied today. Good to have you along, folks. A little history behind the very first today. So, the very first Dodge. The very first Dodge vehicle made its debut November 14th, 1914. And a total of 249 Dodge vehicles were already built by that time the year ended. In 1915, less than a year after starting production, Dodge was already ranking as the third best-selling automaker in America. Dodge. The two brothers. Now, we had their pictures. If you want to see what John Horace looked like, go back to head on over to my Facebook page. Address again is Mark Evans, and we have Auto World Radio Facebook page. I had a little game going on last week, I believe it was, with name that face, huh? And there they are. There they are. Absolutely. So, with that, I've got a couple more questions here in the aspect of Dodge. And, you know, it's like, well, now, wait a minute. Why is Ram not called Dodge anymore? There's a question. A lot of you might own a Ram pickup truck. It doesn't say Dodge on it. It says Ram on it. So why is Ram not called Dodge anymore? Chrysler. The breakup. The two brands. This process. That's right. Chrysler was breaking up. The two brands, the process allowed for more focused development of new models. Dodge created the Dodge Challenger to compete with the Chevy Corvette sports car, while the Ram lineup could focus on creating more powerful engines and more resilient builds for span-away jobs. Ram. Well, you know, and the Ram, it came from the Ram that was on top of my hood. I had a four-door dually at the time, way back in the 80s. I believe it was in 1985, 86. And it had I love that Ram, that hood ornament. So did everybody else. Did your hood ornament walk away? Did somebody steal your Ram? Yeah. So here's another little bit of trivia on the Dodge. Why is Dodge called Hellcat? Yeah. Well, what is the Hellcat named after? The Dodge Hellcat, Charger, and Challenger are named after the famous American World War II fighter aircraft of the same name. That's right. The gunman F-6F Hellcat served in the Pacific Theater and was designed to battle Japan's Mitsubishi A-6M-0 fighter. Hellcat. That's one car that, you know, you push the juice pedal, she's going sideways on you. Tires break loose, and what do you smell? You sure do not smell cinnamon rolls under the oven hood. You smell rubber in the back. Yeah. Now, Scat Pack. You familiar with that term? The term Scat Pack was first... Oh! It's email time! Oh, yeah. We got to get to the Scat Pack. Was the first coin dates back to the advertising in the late 60s. Scat refers to the team term scat, as in get out of here. The pack part comes from Frank Sinatra's Rat Pack. It indicates our vehicles, their vehicles, of course, that can cover a quarter mile in less than 14 seconds. Scat Pack. Let's do an email before the garage door goes down. Thank you, Eddie the emailer. Email, oh, his engine is running all the time. Let me get in there and see if we can find. There's one. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I've got one here, last email for this week. And this is, oh, this is interesting. Let's see. Okay, Panama. Okay, so I got a little clue here. I like follow-up emails, folks, and looks like this is a follow-up. It says, hey, my radio friend, shout out to you. You helped us get our Ford truck back on the road by calling the dealership and adjusting the bill to the right price. Thank you, Panama. Okay, I figured it out. Hey, Panama, appreciate it. This is quite a nice clue. You got me thinking. But yeah, a couple things here that I do. And I do that consulting too, friends, listeners, fans, everybody, for free through the week, like we did here for Panama. That's his nickname, by the way. I'm going to do a shout-out to the radio station. This finally just hit me where he's at in Wisconsin. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates right there in Wisconsin, where Panama's listening to us on, and that would be News Talk Sports, WOGO, WOGO, AM 680, FM 103.1. Yes, News Talk Sports, WOGO, AM 680, FM 103.1. Hallie, Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and all you folks in Wisconsin, that area, good to have you along. Appreciate it. Now, Panama, appreciate it. Thank you for that attaboy and doing a follow-up. Absolutely. Folks, I helped him with the Ford F-250, the tune-up and the plugs, replacing the dealer, doing the tune-up, replacing the plugs, the PCV valve tube. They were quoting him a ton of money for doing a tune-up and replacing the PCV tube. And basically all I did was talk to him, communicate with him, let him know that, you know, yes, one thing you got to be aware of is the F-250s, F-150s also, the gas engine, like Panama has here, the gas engine. The spark plugs do blow out, folks. They do blow out. And they also get seized up in their holes. And so that means you can't get them out. So the dealer pretty much quoted the price as if they broke a couple plugs off already before they even did it. Yes, they do break. The plugs go down from the top straight down into the cylinder head a long, long, long ways. And I'm talking 8 to 9, maybe even 10 inches. So what happens is... whoever, the technician or mechanic, I don't recommend you doing your own tune-ups on these engines, by the way, on the F-150 gas motors, 5.4, etc., V6s too, folks. So trying to get the spark plugs out, the dealer basically pretty much felt that they, like they normally do, break spark plugs off. Not all of them, but some of them don't want to come out. And the tech goes a little too hard on the counterclockwise word, breaks them, and then they have to drill the spark plug out of the hole. You know what that costs, a lot of money. Then there's a special tool that drills out the spark plug, and then you got to tap the hole out in the cylinder head. Then you got to put a repair sleeve in the cylinder head. And this is all without taking the cylinder head off of the engine. So it's a lot of money. So Panama here got quoted a huge dollar amount for doing this before they even touched it. So I just kind of commented to him, why are you charging someone for something that hasn't happened yet? Once it happens, take a photo of it on your cell phone, send it to the owner of the vehicle and say, this is what happened. Then you can charge them the legitimate price. But another thing I pointed out, you know, I'm not saying I know everything. I don't know hardly anything, but we learn together. And that is, spray some PB Blaster on that truck the night before in those holes, and that'll loosen up those spark plugs, let them come out easier. That's what I do, and it works. I don't ever break spark plugs. The dealer did it, and it worked. So I helped them help themselves to an easier job. Works every time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is first. Always looking to be first, are you? Sometimes being first to buy that first model of a vehicle brand is not the best. Wait. Just wait. Wait. Let the first problems be worked out before you decide to be first to buy. First works in racing. First works in the Academy Awards. And first works for you to be first. Not to purchase, but I want you to be number one in your network. Number one in life. Be first, but not to buy first. You'll save a lot of money. You're first in my garage. Thanks for being with me, folks, this week on Auto World. Remember, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com to stay in touch. Also, go to AutoWorldMedia.com, my website. You can get there on the little red bar and click podcast. Appreciate you being here. Drive safe and motor on. Keep pushing the juice pedal. This has been a Loose Nut production.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.